A survey on honeybee colonies. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. What are some of the findings of a first-of-its-kind USDA survey on honeybee colonies? USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
An 8% year-over-year decline in commodity production is concerning for any ag industry. Now think of honeybee colonies as a commodity. Whether the commercial pollinators that go from state to state or backyard and hobby beekeepers, according to the findings of USDA's first ever survey on honeybee colonies.
There's an 8% decrease in the honeybee colonies in the United States.
Dan Carestas with the National Agricultural Statistics Service says this survey was requested as part of the President's Pollinator Initiative and Pollinator Task Force to collect data behind losses in honeybee colony populations. The survey covers from the first quarter of 2015 through the January through March time period this year. NAS also compared the number of honeybee colonies lost year over year.
The January through March quarter of 2015 showed a loss of 500,000 colonies. That same quarter, January to March of 2016, showed a loss of 429,000 colonies.
And when honey producers, commercial pollinators, and hobby beekeepers participating in the survey were asked what they thought the top stressor for their colony was, their number one answer was varroa mites.
The varroa mites, it varied from as low as 25% one quarter, but all the way up to 43% another quarter. The highest any of the other categories got was 19.5% for other disease. So definitely mites are the top item.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
They also asked about colony collapse disorder, and the numbers there were more than 92,000 from January to March in 2015, and more than 113,000 in the same time period for this year. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.